All right. Hi there. It's Rocket in here again. And as usual, I am your podcaster. So yesterday's podcasting is about the historic preservation. And I didn't realize that's actually the last of that 1971 sales letter. And now I am jumping into 1972. As usual, it was on the Fox Wars Company's letterhead. And the date was May 3, 1972. The stumps I'm going to be talking about today is the first day of issue. Where is this? Hawaii. There you go. It's about Hawaii. Let me start again. May 3, 1972. Mr. G. Lovier, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Lubrier, due to the more or less insular nature of our broadland, when something is attractive and desirable, many stateside Americans just naturally assume its roots are deep in the continental United States. This commemorative from the City of Refuge on the islands of Hawaii should disabuse some of this thinking. Next paragraph. The City of Refuge, a precursor to our own splendid national public park system, was founded in the 14th century. This walled-in area, located in the southwest corner of Hawaii, offered a sanctuary for those seeking solace and quietude. Shown in the forefront of the accompanying first day issue stamp is an awesome looking wooden image, Aki, one of the ancient gods of Hawaii. I think I pronounced it right. Behind the carving can be seen a palisaded temple built of layer stone without mortar dating back to 1550. Next paragraph. While mentally, at least touring with us over vast researchers of the Blue Pacific, here's another point of interest. Approximately 150 nautical miles due northwest of Honaunau and the City of Refuge, located on the islands of Molokai, there's a large, lush valley. However, it wasn't ever thus. Nature in this area is stingy with its rainfall. To make the land bloom, to fulfill a long time dream, a long $1 million irrigation program was undertaken. Huh, this is something that I needed to research. Next paragraph. The control system for this extensive project at Molokai, including a 5-mile tunnel under a mountain range and a long network of transmission lines, in both engineering and instrumentation, were 100% Foxborough. Foxborough now assures ample supplies of water for this thirsty, barren valley, transforming it into a flourishing garden spot that produces bumper crops. Last paragraph. Is there some project of yours which you would like to see flourish? Examine our many Foxborough skills. Perhaps we can help. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Committee. So this is my podcast for today. And this is actually really, really interesting because the words, like the, I think it's K-I or K-E. And then, of course, there's that Molokai. Words that are, I'm not familiar with, I don't even know if I pronounce it right. And since my parents are in Hawaii, maybe I should go and call them and ask about it. Anywho, thank you again for listening. And you do come back. And hey, if you don't mind, drop me a note. Bye.